The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 7 says that a wife can win her husband to the Lord without a word. Welcome to Grace in Focus, the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society, as today, Ken Yates interviews an attendee to our recently held 2024 National Conference, and I know you'll enjoy it. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society at our website, faithalone.org. There you can read our daily blogs and find plenty of resources about the free grace position. That's faithalone.org. And now with today's Grace in Focus episode, here is Ken Yates interviewing Jack Moore.
I am here with a special guest, and we are at the National Conference, the annual National Conference out at Camp Copus, outside of Denton, where the topic of the conference this year is on 1st and 2nd Peter. Jack Maher and I go back a long way. I was a Army chaplain, and I met Jack early in my career and early in his career. And we met in Hawaii. We were stationed together at Schofield Barracks. He was a lieutenant there, just had a new baby. He and his wife, Cindy, well, really, I think our wives knew each other first. Cindy and my wife, Pam, they were doing some of the wives' functions in the unit. We were in an infantry unit in Hawaii with the 25th Infantry Division. And Jack went on to have a very illustrious Army career. He did much better than I did. But Jack, welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, Ken. You're correct. We both were together in Hawaii. It's a unique aspect. I'm excited to be here at the conference this year, finally. I'm maybe unique in typical GS adherence in that this is all I've really ever known about Christianity, and that's down to you. It's interesting that we started the conference and Ken talked about, you know, an alternative way to look at, I don't even remember this.
I was dealing with in 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter says to wives whose husbands are disobedient to not preach at them, not to say a word, but to conduct themselves and to do deeds or to do works. And Jack reminded me of something about Hawaii, but I'll let you, sure. You know better than I do.
That was the regimental motto for the battalion that that Ken and I were in together was deeds, not words, which was just kind of an irony. But the passage that Ken talked about that I thought was interesting. My wife married me unequally yoked. I was raised Catholic. We had not talked in detail about faith, as most couples might, perhaps much to the chagrin of her parents. My parents, I don't think, thought as much about it. But we had decided that we would pick one when we had our first child. And I think Cindy had thought about this much more than I did. I was trying to figure out my new Army career. Of course, much like with Pam, we had taken some young ladies out of the American South and put them down in Hawaii, which is almost like a foreign country, and away from family and the things that they know. And so Cindy did not preach to me on this topic. What she did is she found an artful way around it was she outsourced that to you. And so I came as we knew that she was pregnant, and we talked about, you know, I kind of talked to you about what our plan was. Your solution was to invite us to a Bible study. And so we started to, for the first time for me really ever, study the Bible together at your home with your kids. And the whole environment, everything just clicked for Cindy and I. And it was probably about 9 or so months later, almost a year. And then it kind of hit me like a thunderbolt, and the understanding came, and I recognized myself as saved because I did believe. And that's because I won't say that anyone personally spent time and, you know, drug this out of me, but it was putting me into an environment where I could study and learn and understand for myself, which was novel because that was not the background that I'd had as a young man. So, you know, since then it's been awesome to count you as a friend, and everything that I look at and that we've done, that's almost 35 years now. We used the GES map to find our churches. You know, for a while we would tag team. You know, we followed you to Fort Hood.
Yeah, so we were together. It wasn't just Hawaii. That's right. We were, for the Army guys out there, we were also stationed at Fort Hood. We did a
trip out to NTC
right.
together. Oh, that was miserable for me. You probably liked it, but yep. NTC was the National Training Center out in California, out in Death Valley, or very near it, and it's so hot. I was just miserable in the heat and the dust. But we did Bible studies together,
right.
and our family did stuff together, yep. and it was just great. So that's why I say for me, having Jack here is a special privilege.
Nope. Again, that extended family part, both of us, Fort Benning, because they had the Family Life Chaplaincy School there at Fort Benning, and I think a little bit of overlap there, but you were in Atlanta, too, for a while at Post, formerly known as Fort McPherson, while
that's
we
right.
were at the Post, formerly known as Fort Benning, now Fort Moore. There in Columbus, and so lots of drives back and forth between Atlanta and Columbus. And then it got a little bit harder, but always considered that the Yates are our closest Army friends. So.
Well, we did too. Yeah, I forgot we were there at – I was at Benning 9/11. When 9/11 hit, we were in that building together.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
Well, you also have one of your sons with you.
That's right,
Sam. And I just want to put a plug out, and maybe you can
sure.
add some info on that. But we're trying to do stuff for the young folks here. You know what we call them, young adults, and Sam would certainly qualify for that in his early 20s. And they had some functions with him here, so he's with you here, and so. What's that kind of like for you guys?
I'll go back and I'll make one statement. I retired from the Army in 2014. I've been working initially in Columbus, now in the Atlanta metro area. And we've wanted every year in those last 10 years to come to the conference. But it always happens the week before Georgia schools are let out. And so Sam's younger sister is in high school now, was in middle school. So it's tough to pick up and leave during that, you know, just for attendance purposes for but Sam just graduated a year ago from the University of North Georgia, which, you know, like Texas A&M, has a full corps of cadets. He elected not to go into the Army after that, but did enjoy the living the military life while going to college. And then when he came back home, what he decided he wanted to do was pursue his Master's of Divinity and continue his studies in a religious way. So he's attending the online course in you know, from his room, which his mother and I are happy to have him at home.
And what Jack is talking about is the Grace Evangelical Society seminary that we've started. I guess it's been going on about a year now, where you could take courses online.
And it's great to come home for me in the evening and find Sam and his mom, to Sam passing on something that he just learned in the course from the GES ministry, and then sharing that with his mother. That's always awesome. But I imagine in a year or so, when Phoebe graduates from high school, then we'll try to be regular fixtures to get out here, because it's been great. Sam and I drove out here from Georgia. That was his own adventure. We brought a camper. And
yeah, Jack and Sam are I visited his camper last night. He's definitely living high on the hog. He's not suffering here. I dropped 2 friends over to meet Jack last night. I said, we'll go see how the other half live. I mean, it's nice here. The rooms we have, I have a nice room. I can't complain. But, yeah, it's a different ballgame when you go into this. What is it, a 35-foot trailer you bring?
It's long. It's a long one. Yep. And plenty of space for Sam and I. I mean, it could hold up to 10 people. Normally it does. It's full of grandkids and kids. But with Sam and I alone, we can just stay at opposite ends and share the space. But it's also familiar, right? I mean, it's not like you stay in a hotel. You're not used to it. Maybe you've never been there before. For us, it's just the camper. But it does come with all of its own excitement and challenges at times.
So what is I'm hoping to interview Sam here to talk about what the young people are doing here. But what is his – Or even Cindy's. What's the thought about the seminary? Is it helpful in the sense that it's what we say, very convenient? You know, we do it online and things like that. What What is his comments about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, he loves it. It's certainly not a burden. I mean, he built his, you know, what he does and around the fact that that's the primary thing that he's doing is going to school. He works at Michael's, which is, if you don't know, they have an odd business model in that they don't really, if you've ever been in one, they don't have a back room. There's no warehousing space. So stuff goes out on the shelves. So Sam on a typical day gets up to like 3 and shows up to work between 3:30 and 4 and unloads a truck. And then, you know, he's there until, you know, the store opens and stuff. So that's – which obviously isn't going to get in the way of any class time.
Sure.
But we're – like I said, we're happy to have him at the house. I think that he's certainly learning and growing. The other challenge that Cindy and I have is, you know, back to we're always so dependent on the GES map. Atlanta is like this great big black hole. We just can't find it close anyway.
Sure.
In the North Metro area to find a Free Grace church. She and I belong to a church now in Athens. So we drive an hour and 20 minutes every Sunday out to great teaching in a close-knit community. But it's tough to be a part of a church when you've got to commute like that.
And you also have traffic, the Atlanta traffic you got to deal with,
sure.
Right? If you have things.
Yeah, Sundays isn't so bad, but if you wanted to come in on Wednesday night for prayer meeting and other stuff like that, then it becomes its own, you know, the much more difficult challenge. And so with the kids, we've not tried to force them. Phoebe comes with us, but for the older kids, they go to a different church. All of our kids are right there close. Even our oldest only lives about 5 minutes away. And so, but it's good because the church that they're at, maybe they can recognize where the differences are in the teaching. And then they're trying to work, I think, from the inside to be influential and explain where those differences might be with a church that might emphasize, quite frankly, would be much more Lordship Salvation.
Sure.
In its orientation.
Well, I was so excited to have Jack on here because not only is he an old and a very close friend, but also it shows you that people come to Grace in so many different ways. You know, who would have thought that an infantry lieutenant and me, you know, who grew up Catholic, that we would get together and that 35 years later we would be attending the Grace Evangelical Society conference together.
That's right.
So, Jack, it's so great to have you here. Bless you and your family, and I hope that's an encouragement for you as you minister to other people as well. And in the meantime, keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On the next episode, how do GES books and blogs get translated into other languages? Join us for that. And until then, let's keep Grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.